USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is getting closer to a coronavirus relief package after months of negotiations with Democrat leaders. The multi-trillion dollar package would shore up the ailing finances of state and local governments. Dropped from the table is liability protection for businesses and other organizations. It provides $300 a week in federal unemployment assistance. The White House has focused urgent meetings of officials across multiple agencies to address a breach of U.S. government computer systems attributed to Russian hackers, according to an unidentified source. The Trump administration is holding daily discussions on the hack that included representatives of the FBI, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, Department of Homeland Security, and National Security Agency. Thursday Night Football will be live from the brand new Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada, as the Raiders host AFC West rival Los Angeles Chargers. Kickoff is at 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox, USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
With tens of thousands of emails, the Hunter Biden laptop needs some special attention on the Biden family business dealings. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
President Trump is reportedly considering asking for a special counsel to look into Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings. That's something Senator Lindsey Graham agrees with. The South Carolina Republican told reporters Wednesday that if a special counsel was warranted when investigating President Trump for collusion with the Russians, then there are many questions about Biden's activities overseas that a special counsel can look into.
How far integrated into the Ukrainian economy did Hunter Biden get when he was on the board of Burisma? Somebody needs to look at his time on the board of Burisma. Somebody needs to look at his business dealings regarding China to see if any crimes were committed. But mainly, I think, that to see what kind of conflicts, if any, the Biden administration may have.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. Supreme Court announced Wednesday that it will review a case deciding whether the NCAA's limits on compensation for student-athletes violate the nation's antitrust laws. Former University of Miami and New Orleans Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma.
We had always felt that there was going to come a tipping point for the student-athletes to finally come together and say enough is enough.
The court will not hear the arguments in the case until after the new year, with an outcome expected by the end of June. The court's unusual expedition into sports law comes amid an increasing national battle between athletes and schools they play for. The NCAA says it's just trying to protect amateurism and to maintain basic competitiveness between schools. On the other side, players argue that top athlete teams are operating a system that acts as a classic restraint of trade in violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. A former NHL hockey star now playing in the Czech Republic continues to do what he loves best. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki tells us more.
Hockey's ageless wonder is taking the ice once more. NHL legend Jaromír Jágr is returning to the rink for his 33rd professional season, suiting up for the Kladno Knights of the Extraliga in the Czech Republic. He's also co-owner and president of the team. The 48-year-old Jágr spent 24 seasons in the NHL, racking up 766 goals, the third most all-time, and 1,921 points, good for second all-time. He won his first Stanley Cup with the Pittsburgh Penguins in 1991, 29 years ago. The average age of his new teammates, 27. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.